You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, why listening to your body is so important for your overall health. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. And today we are coming to you live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Yeah, all three of those places. And welcome to those of you who are listening to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You didn't get to see it live, but I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad you're with us. So I am delighted to bring someone, a fellow member of an organization that I belong to called Women's Prosperity Network. And we're going to be having a good interview here, I know, in just a moment. So I'm going to welcome certified health coach Aurelia Acosta. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, because before we got started, I didn't get a chance to double check that. Is it Aurelia?
It's Aurelia. Thank God.
Aurelia. Ah, I like that.
Aurelia, into life and into your health.
Very good. Oh, very good. Awesome. Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about this lady so you know why I have her on the show today. She has decades of experience in nutrition, health, and wellness industry, and she really helps people to release excess weight and learn to listen to their body to create their best health. And people who work with her really do feel a lot better. They've got more energy and clearer minds and sharper focus. And I think we'll probably start off, Aurelia, by asking you a little bit about how you got, actually, I think we're going to start this way first, is how did you get interested in doing this type of work and working with people? And then we'll talk more about specifically how you help people.
Okay. So, well, as with many people that are in their current career, I started off because I had so many health challenges. Starting when I was a little girl, I was a very picky eater, and I always had gut problems. And those gut problems caused me to interrupt my sojourn in Italy and France. And even as recently as maybe 8 or 10 years ago, a trip that I was on in Peru, I went into anaphylactic shock. So this is once again the body calling my attention to let me know that something is not right, for lack of a better word. Don't feed me this. Don't do this. Don't think about this. Don't stress this way. Everything and anything that happens to our body that we feel, that we sense, or that we experience is simply a call, if not a plea, for us to pay attention to what's going on with our body. And that's how I got into it, by resolving my own health concerns and taking a look at that. And then I noticed that many other people were in the same boat. And my heart goes out to those people because they're suffering just like I was. And I still have concerns that I'm addressing. In fact, yesterday I went to talk to an herbalist that put together an entire picture of what I was experiencing, connected and tied to emotions and trauma. Because until you are going deep down at the very base of the problem, you're not going to be able to clear what's up here. And that is so important, and it is so urgent for us to look at it. Or we're going to continue down the path of self-destruction, for lack of a better word. Mm. And as you can see, we're on that path as a whole, as a society in this country and worldwide, but in particular in this country. People don't know what to eat, they're stressed, they are full of fear, they're paranoid, and all of that affects their entire being, health, emotional health, relationships, work, because you can't work when you don't feel well. When to eat, what they're eating, what they're reaching for to comfort them and take them out of that stress into a temporary suite or comfort food or whatever the case may be. And this is what continues to call me and to be so seductive and it's calling and persuasive and pervasive that everywhere I look, I see vibrant, radiant health or lack thereof. Everything. It's all tied to your health. It's all at the very, very base of your being.
Now, I know that was something, you know, so many people, they want a quick fix, you know, to be able to, especially, let's say, you know, dealing with weight in particular, you know, and there's a lot of fad diets and different programs out there. So it seems like you probably answered this already, but what exactly is, what's your approach to that? What makes your approach different to, let's say, just take weight loss in particular right now?
What makes my approach different is that I don't come at you telling you you can't eat this, this, and this. And I personally know coaches that do that. That does not work for anybody because when you take something away from someone, they want it more. When I tell you don't think about the pink elephant, what are you going to think about? The pink elephant. So why don't I talk to you about what's going on? What else is in the room? What would you like to experience in the room? What do you currently have in the room now, as an example? And then we start talking about what people have now and what they would like to have. And we work toward what they would like to have. And what I've got is a proven method that will help people build session after session so that they can have a new baseline, improve their relationship with their food, listen to their body, which is the most important thing. And that's why one diet over another does not work, because you have to find what works for you. And yesterday, when I was speaking to this herbalist, she mentioned that what I, in fact, seek naturally is what my body and my brain requires the most. So for me to come at you and tell you, you've got to go vegetarian or you've got to go pescatarian or you've got to go keto without really knowing how your body works and what has worked in the past and what emotions are behind all of this is not doing you any favors. And that's the exact approach that I take. What works for your body, not even for you, because me, the being is infinite. It's expansive. It's eternal. And I am housed on this plane of existence in this body. This is my divine temple. Whether I recognize that or not, it's not important. It is my divine temple. It's a fine piece. No, scratch that. It is the finest piece of machinery on the planet. And I love electronic gadgets just as much as the next person. But nothing compares to the human body. In its divinely designed creation, whoever you envision as the divine of your understanding. And one of the things that I was speaking to Lisa about is all of the past that I've experienced, some of the trauma, and why the brain is set up the way it is and what it seeks and why it's not working the way it, quote unquote, should be, as expansive, which is what we're really all looking for, right, Gloria? Would you agree? You know, we're doing the book, Receiving Your Riches in, Women's Prosperity Network, which, by the way, is I cannot express enough gratitude for all the women and especially for Nancy, Susan, and Trish. They are beyond the beyond in what they bring to us as people that participate in their group. And one of the things that was in the lesson today is what we're seeking, which is more growth, more personal development. Right. Basically, it's just expansion, not limitation, expansion. You want more because it's going to help you be more of you, contribute more, because a lot of the women, including me, have a mission as to give more, but you cannot pour from an empty cup. I've got a glass of water right now and it's almost full. If that glass were empty and I wanted to give you water because you are dying of thirst, I can't give it to you because I don't have it. And right. This is where a lot of us, especially as women, go wrong. We negate ourselves. We take ourselves out of the equation. And going back to the human body, I love chocolate and I love sugar. And if I do enough sugar, I will get sick and I'll break out in welts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the distinction between my body and me. I love fried foods. My body does not. I will burp them and chirp them up right away after ingesting them. This is what I mean by listening to your body. And this is what I mean by becoming aware of how food feels in your body. Because the way that we've been taught, trained, and entrained and programmed by watching TV and other media is we find a food that we want to discover, or we see a fast food commercial and we go out and get it. There is actual programming in that commercial for you to go out and get the food. You go out and get it and you eat it, or, and you get sick. So the next time you know you're going to have that fried chicken. This is just an example, and this is not to make anyone wrong. These are just choices and awareness that we get from the choices that we make. So we know that we're going to get sick when we eat fried chicken. So what do some people do? Well, they take Nexium or they take Pepto-Bismol. I know people like that. I have an acquaintance who tells me she's diabetic, but when she wants to go out and have her beer and tacos and other food that she knows is not good for her, you know, like tortillas and what have you, she will take an extra dose of metformin. You're fighting with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who's going to win? Your body will always win. And then we turn around and we say, oh, damn this body, or another word similar, which is still the same action of damning your body. I feel sick. I'm sick. Why do I get sick every time I eat that? Because your body, in its infinite wisdom, is sending you a message telling you, please don't feed me. And at first, it might be just a light tap, and then the next thing, it's a push or a shove, and then the next thing, it will knock you out, which is exactly what anaphylactic shock is, knocking you out, telling you, hey, I don't recognize this substance. I see it as harmful. I'm going to shut down your respiratory system. I'm gonna attack you. I'm gonna shut down your breathing, which is exactly what happened. Now, I could say, well, screw you, body. I'm in Peru. I had to be transported to a hospital. I had to take an emergency flight back home, and I could hate on my body and be miserable. Or I could trace what I ate, who I was being when I was eating, what emotions I was feeling up to then, and what was taking place in my surroundings. And I did the latter. I had lost my wallet, was left with $20 in Peru, had a full 10-day trip ahead of me, and didn't know what to do. So I traced it to that, and then I went and had yogurt, which had strawberries in it, and therefore probably carmine, which I know my body handles carmine much better now. It's a food coloring made from the crushed, I believe it's a Coachella bug. It may pronounce it Coachella in English. I'm thinking in Spanish. And so that I already know is not good, but I didn't pay attention. And sometimes it's not on the label because that's how food manufacturers have been allowed to conduct themselves. They are conducting a human experiment on our bodies. So when I traced all of that, and I traced back to the massive stress that I was under, being out of my country with $20 left to my name and no way to get money because, I lost the debit card, which I was going to use to pull out the funds. When I recognized that massive state and then getting on the phone with American Express to try to get them to advance me money and try to figure that out, it's a wonder I live. I made myself so sick that my eyes were swollen, and then my nose was swollen, and then my mouth was swollen. When I went to the hospital, I had to open my eyelids in order to be able to sign because I couldn't see. The doctor told me the next day that he didn't think I was going to make it. I was given adrenaline. I was given 3 shots of adrenaline. And it was just, it was awful. Plus that I was in Cusco, which is high elevation, which means that it was harder for my body to breathe. So that's yet another experience. So I'm very careful of artificial ingredients. And remember that it's really up to us to do all the research. Now, we can wander and wonder what we're eating and what's going on that is making us sick, or we can partner with a health coach that's going to help us discover exactly what's going on. I don't have all the answers. I have a lot of awareness. And if you come to me and you tell me I substituted almond milk or coconut milk or milk and I still got sick, I have enough awareness to know if there was an ingredient in that coconut milk that didn't work for you. It could be any of the gums, like gel and gum, guar gum, or it could be that you're allergic. And this is what you really have to look at. We can't just say, well, don't do that, try something else. You can, but let's dig deep. And that's the part of working with a health coach that a doctor won't even go to you. They have less than an hour, if even that much, in nutrition training. They don't have the time, especially now, to go through a list of what it could be and pulling the pieces together. And I will tell you, when I was with Lisa yesterday, everything that she said, we're talking maybe she was left wondering with one or two things. Everything else that she said fit. And I will repeat that it's not just the food that you're consuming. It's your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, trauma, your relationships with others. I once had a client that had to have coffee, but it was making him sick because he had Crohn's. So we looked at, why do you feel you need that coffee? He said, and he was astute enough to know and or aware enough to know that when he was a child in school, he would go to his mom's house, his grandmother's house, and she would give him pastries and a little bit of coffee. And he enjoyed that. So he related the coffee to nurturing.
Right. The emotions. Yeah.
He was going through a very difficult relationship with his wife at the time. So I was able to find a substitute for him that worked beautifully. Now, if I had just said, well, don't drink it. Well, don't you think he already knows that? As a coach, as a good coach, a trained coach, that's aware, it's our job to go deep and look at the attachments. Look at who you're being. Look at other ways of finding that bonding. And look at alternatives for the coffee. He found one. It works. He's happy.
Yeah, that's good.
Really looking. If I had just said, don't drink coffee, he'd be like, well, screw you, lady. Who wants to work for you?
Yeah.
Because we don't, that, and that's not the solution. We have to dig deep. And then I also gave him other options for creating nurturing relationships with his wife and really with himself.
Yeah.
Because until we love ourselves, I go back to the empty cup example. You can't pour from an empty cup if you don't love yourself. You can't give love.
Right.
I've got a painful story. Did you have a question? Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I appreciate everything that you're sharing with us. And I would like to ask you, what do you think about when, because I know that there are some foods that perhaps that don't agree with us and yet we do like them. And I like the example that you were, sharing about that you were able to find him a substitute. Sometimes though, I think, because as you mentioned that it's, we don't like to hear no, that we can't have it because that just makes us want it more. So what are your feelings about maybe just, in moderation, to have once in a while, just have a little bit of something that is going, especially if you have like a lot of it, it's going to upset you. But if, right. But if it's something just to satisfy that, craving.
Right. Well, whatever the craving is, there are always substitutes. And we go back to the emotions and what you're really looking for. You see, the brain is what seeks, I'm talking about sugar. The brain is what seeks that dopamine hit. when you are feeling sad or depressed, anxious or overwhelmed, or any of the other negative emotions, your brain is going to look for something to take you out of that and into joy and bliss, because that's how we were designed. Like when we were babies.
Yeah.
We played with our toes. We played with our feet. We played with everything, and we were joyous and happy and laughing. So what we've done is that we've trained our brain that we can get our dopamine from that craving, that sweet or that chip or that muffin or that bagel. And so we've trained and entrained our brain that anytime we feel the sadness or depression or whatever the emotion is, we reach for the food. But there are other things that we can do instead that are also dopamine hits. Playing with our pet, calling a loved one, connecting with someone, calling your coach, watching a video about something positive that you like. Maybe you like to sew. Maybe you like to crochet. Going outside, grounding in Mother Nature. All of those are dopamine hits. And the brain recognizes that. But until you give your brain that and you start to break apart the formations of the pathways, or I think they're neurons, right? Neural pathways that you've established, you're going to keep looking for that food. And that's the easiest thing. My refrigerator is maybe 50 steps from me. I can easily get up and go get something to eat. But is that really working? And when you become so aware of how food feels in your body and you realize that even having that food, that forbidden food once, will make you so sick, then you start to look for other choices.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing about in moderation, I am not convinced that that statement holds true, because I know how harmful it can be. Would you do a drug in moderation? Would you do?
Well, I understand that. But I'm just saying is, let's say you're in a social situation. You know, you're at a, a family member's house for, say, a birthday or something like that. I just want to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they offer, cake, and maybe it's your favorite flavor. And it's not necessarily that it's, that you're craving it, but, is it not okay to have, a little bite of it? You know, it's not like you're going to sit down and eat the whole cake, but if you're going to have, you're going to say, just give me a small slice. I just want to have, a little taste of it.
If you can handle that, then have it. The problem is, me included, I do not want just a little bite. I want the whole slice. Mm-hmm. I don't want just a little slice. I want a regular slice.
Gotcha.
Maybe even a second slice. And I'm being totally honest, health coaches are not above temptations and health problems and all. We just know better. We have more awareness and we know what to do and who to call for. So even me as a coach, I get coaching and I get coached, and I've got 5 coaches I'm working with right now for different areas of my life and my business. So if I already know that, my best option is to say, no, thank you. And that's it. Not go into the dessert room, which is what I did. It was July 4th a few years ago, and I went to a party, and I knew I shouldn't have gone in there, but I wanted to go because I'm also a foodette, and I wanted to see what they were eating. It was none of my business what they were eating, because as soon as I went in there, I got 2 or 3 little desserts, whether it's a slice or a spoonful, and that wasn't any of my business. Now, that said, if you are consciously choosing, I'm going to eat 2 spoonfuls of these desserts or a small slice, eat it and do not hate on yourself for that. Excuse me. Because that's even worse.
Right.
That holds everything in place, and then you really will get sick, or you really will put on the 2 pounds or 3 pounds because you're thinking it. And you know what they say, as a man and a woman think it.
That's right.
So enjoy what you choose to enjoy and be aware of your own restrictions. Again, if you know you can't have just 1 little slice or 1 spoonful, don't eat it. Don't go into the dessert room. Then I had another friend that always had parties at her house. And I would just avoid the table where the desserts was, and I got really good at it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that a lot of us engage in self-sabotage behavior. So if someone says, you're not going to eat that, you want to prove them wrong. Well, yes, I am. Well, guess what? If I am feeling sick, or if I get sick from eating that, no, I'm not going to eat it because I don't want to feel sick. And that's where the awareness comes in. And no one can bring that to you. There's no coach. There's no doctor. There's no weight loss surgery. There's no shot, and there's no pill for that. That's an awareness and a choice that you must make all on your own. And when I say you, I mean me too. I'm speaking to everybody. So we must make on our own. And exactly. It's incumbent on us to make it or not.
Yep. Cool. What do you wish you had known when you started this becoming a health coach? Is there anything?
When I first started, I had known more about how to have a business, techniques, things that we need to do, things that we need to have in place to be able to really reach our target audience. At the end of the day, it isn't about the money. That is important. I do not deny it. The real satisfaction that coaches get, most coaches, is from contributing to change the life of someone else. Mm-hmm. I've worked with several people where I've seen complete and total transformation that I wasn't even aware of. Mm-hmm. So I worked with a gentleman one time, and he worked for NASA, and he was having episodes where he would crap in his pants. And he said that was so embarrassing, and he had to come back home and change. And when I showed him a better way to eat, I am telling you, that went away. What I didn't know is at the end of working with him, he mentioned to me that he was secretly depressed. And by secretly, I mean he didn't even realize it. In the morning when his alarm would ring, he didn't want to get up and go to work. He didn't want to face the day. He had taken his equipment, his exercise equipment, and put it in the garage. He was in a marriage where he wasn't happy. And during that time when I worked with him, he completely stopped the irritable bowel syndrome problem, never had another accident, took the machine out of his garage and started using it, and filed for divorce. Now, divorce wasn't the target that we had when we started working. It was a result of him going through the process. And it's a process, Gloria. Mm-hmm. There was no quick fix. You didn't get this way right away. And you're not going to turn around and reverse it right away. There is no surgery. And I'm telling you, I've got a neighbor that had weight loss surgery. And she's back to being not only regaining the weight, but more than.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It is a shame because we often look as humans, we want that quick fix. We want that easy solution. Mm-hmm. And you have to work through it, like with a business.
Exactly.
You've got to work through all the steps. You've got to do the podcast. You've got to do the opt-ins. You've got to do all of those things to call people in, see what you're like, have a taste of how you operate and what you have to share, and see if they want to work with you. There is no quick fix. I've been looking for one in business forever. And there's certainly no quick fix when it comes to your health.
Yeah, exactly.
We're patient with our bodies, Gloria. And we think that the body has betrayed us. When all along, and this is something that really, I don't like to use the phrase breaks my heart. This is something that saddens me and that I see in people. That they feel that their body has betrayed them. When all their body's doing is just giving them information. If I don't turn on my computer and I start typing and my screen is black, that's information. Yeah. Am I going to say my computer betrayed me? If I don't know how to set up a Zoom call and people can't join me, am I going to say that Zoom doesn't work? Well, sometimes I do, but guess what? Usually it's a user error.
Right. Exactly.
If I show up late for the podcast and I'm like, Gloria, how come you're not interviewing me? Well, your interview was at 10 and you got on at 10:40.
Yeah.
No, this is just all information. And this is what I mentioned in Well Wednesday last week in the Women's Prosperity Group. Every bite that we take is information for the body. And there is no Switzerland of food when it comes to eating.
Yeah.
Either food contributing, tamp down the inflammation, or it's flaming fan of inflammation.
Mm.
And you get to choose. And just because you didn't know that X would create X doesn't mean it's still not going to happen. If I don't know to turn on my computer and I'm banging away at the keyboard, is it the computer's fault that I didn't know? Oh, no. Humans are, you know, humans are cute, but sometimes we're not so bright. We do some stupid things. Believe me on this one, Gloria. Yeah. I do pretty stupid things. And I'm like, why on earth did I do that? And I can mull over that, or I can look at why I did it and say, okay, I'm going to use that to my advantage. That's a learning moment. I'm going to do this next time. I'm going to do that. And unfortunately, we need to be hit with things, and I say hit figuratively. And sometimes we really are knocked to our feet several times before we can get the message.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we're like, wow, I'm going to choose something else. Because the last time I ate cheese, I was sick for 4 days. I had cheese poisoning. This is my example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know why I did it. I know what was going on. But the body doesn't care. Or I could blame my body and say, oh, stupid body, why are you sick? And Gloria, as a truth student, you know that everything that we say, our body is receptive to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You've got to watch what you say. The words are so important. Yeah.
Very. It's like a child. If you keep telling the child he's stupid because he can't figure out a math problem, guess what? He's going to grow up thinking he's stupid and he's going to act out stupid. Or you can take that child by the hand and show it how to do the math problem.
Right.
I can have a conversation with my body and ask it, body, what do you require?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you to create ease?
Exactly.
When I take a shower in the morning, I tell my body, every cell in my body is vibrating with radiant health, well-being, abundance, joy, and money. Or whatever words resonate with you. Before I eat, and this is what I mentioned on Wow Wednesday, I bless my food. This is in the scriptures. And if you're not Christian, I'm sure that it's in many other scriptures because the basic tenet is the same. Bless your food before you eat it. I bless Mother Earth that gave us the food. I bless the hands and the lives of everyone that helped bring that food to the table. I ask my body to take the food I'm giving it and nourish me and eliminate what doesn't serve me. And I know what works for my body and what doesn't. It's really simple. And let me tell you, Gloria, any little thing that you do to help your body is a big thing for your body. Any way that you can support it, moving, stretching, earthing, listening to high frequency music, which is what I do often, saying the whole Ho'oponopono chant in the morning, journaling, that is so important.
And absolutely.
Accumulates, and that's how you create health. Health is not a given. Health is something that you must work for. It's easy. But it's simple, but it's not easy because everything that I mentioned are simple steps.
Yeah.
Why don't you do them? Because you don't have the right system, the right support, or the right accountability, which is where I step in as a coach. And you know that. The coach will hold you accountable.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're just on your own. Right. Knowing, but not doing.
All right. Well, you've shared a lot of great information, and I'm sure that our audience has found this very valuable, and there may be someone out there listening or watching today that would like to learn more about you. So where is the best place for people to connect with you?
I have put the link in the Facebook, and people can also call me at 832-858-4260. If I don't answer, they can leave a message and I will definitely call them back. And I have a free download called How to Lose Weight When Nothing Else is Working. And if people want to PM me through Facebook or text me, and just text book to my number, 832-858-4260, and give me their email, I'll be happy to send it to them.
All right. Well, I will be sure and have that in the show notes. So for those of you who are listening to the this recording on your favorite podcast platform. You'll be able to go to liveloveengagepodcast.com and get all of that information from Auralia. So thank you again for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gloria, for having me. And thank you for your show. I was listening to Chef Michael, and he sounds like
It was really good.
I love food too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good episode too. If you haven't, the one she's talking about is Dr. Chef Mike or Chef Dr. Mike. I keep doing it backwards, but he's a cardiologist and a culinary expert. I love the combination. So check it out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.